Hi there, this is Adam Carver recording this audiobook on Monday, the 19th of March 2012. And I want to entitle this audiobook Dakruo. Dakruo is a Greek word, and it's a word that is used of Jesus. It's a verb that means to shed tears or to weep. And it's used in John 11 and verse 35. It's renowned as the shortest verse in the Bible. It simply says, Jesus wept. Jesus Dakruo in the Greek. Jesus shed tears. It happens in an incident in Jesus' life when one of his friends has died. A friend called Lazarus is in the tomb, and there's a big funeral wake going on with lots of groaning and wailing and moaning. It's not clear from the scripture why Jesus wept. Some think it was because he'd lost a great friend in Lazarus, and Jesus, being fully man, was experiencing grief and loss. Perhaps it was because of the lack of faith of the people around him. The story continues to tell us that Jesus commands Lazarus to come out from the grave and raises him from the dead in bodily form. Whatever the reason for Jesus' weeping, it seems that Jesus as a man did weep. He experienced emotion. He experienced some sort of pain and grief that caused him to shed tears. And really, no matter what the reason, it tells us that Jesus, as a man, was able to do that. And I believe Jesus is our example as well as our Saviour and Lord. He is our example of how to live life. And in this really small verse and really small moment, we see that Jesus was a man who was unashamed of expressing emotion, unashamed of releasing the emotions on the inside of him outwardly. Nowadays, we talk about things like death or financial pressure or abuse as trauma. And whenever trauma goes on, various things happen with us. We can be confused, we can experience physical symptoms, sometimes sweating or dizziness or high blood pressure. There's a whole wealth of emotions that hit us: anger, grief, depression, hopelessness, helplessness, feelings of numbness, of being detached, of uncontrollable crying, of sleep-related difficulties, of fatigue or guilt or lack of motivation. All sorts of things happen when we go through trauma. And these emotions and experiences are not wrong. They're all normal reactions to abnormal situations. In fact, we could say that trauma is an experience of powerlessness produced by a swift, sudden, and usually unexpected event that disrupts everything normal about life. In these times, we often consider and start to think about God and whether God is really good. Is God still good when it hurts? And the reason we even ask that question is because in our human thinking, we equate goodness with comfort and being pain-free. And yet the truth is that we understand that's not true. Birth is definitely not comfortable and pain-free, but it's good. Surgery hurts if it were not for the anaesthetic, but it's good for us. Comfort is not always good, and goodness is not always comfortable. I have personally experienced trauma of various kinds and can identify with those symptoms and emotions and the human thinking. I've been through those normal reactions and because I've been through abnormal situations. But I've also known a God who has met me in those abnormal situations. The writer in the Hebrews tells us this: we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And trauma puts us in a time and a place of need. But I want to encourage you, the way to come through to the other side, the way to deal with it, the way to work through it, is to acknowledge it, is to be honest with it, is to express, this is how I'm feeling, this is what's going on the inside, because that is a normal reaction. But then we have to agree with what God says about the situation. We have to ask him for his comfort, for his care, for his compassion, for his love. The Bible tells us he is the God of all comfort, and he is the Prince of Peace. And in times of trauma, in times of hardship, in times of difficulty, my personal testimony is one of a God who meets me in my time of need. That no matter what emotion I feel or what's going on around me, God can be there for me. Call out to him and ask him to meet you today. God bless.